Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Chris L. of Winning Chris, 97.3 fan here at Petco Park. Padres preparing to take on the Mets in the second game of this three-game set. Yesterday, the Padres would win 4-0 in a pitcher's duel. Joining us on the SECU fan hotline is Mets pitch coach Jim Riggleman, also coached my father. Jim, how you doing today?
Very good, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. I guess we'll start with the pitcher's duel that we had yesterday. DeGrom pitched, as DeGrom always does, made a couple mistakes. The Padres made him pay for it. The young Chris Paddock came out and really tried to throw his best game, and then I think it was his best game statistically. What did you see from your sights over there?
Well, we were very impressed, I tell you that. I mean, he really threw the ball well. You know, really good changeup, got a great arm, and aggressive. You know, just a great pitching performance by a really good young pitcher. And, you know, from our side, Jacob DeGrom threw a very nice ball game. You know, kept the pitch count down, was able to go deep in the game, and gave us a chance to win the ball game. But Renfro kind of got one. You know, Renfro has such great power, but didn't really get into it real good, but he got enough of it to get it out of the ballpark, and runs were at a premium, so that was a huge hit on their part.
Jim, I was really impressed with Pete Alonso, and I have been impressed with Pete Alonso, obviously the first month of the season, and the kind of success that he's had, and comes in here, and I don't know, look, the media tries to stir some things up once in a while, and you know, Pete Alonso was he challenged by Chris Paddock or not? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, last night, Chris Paddock got him. And after the game, I like what Pete Alonso said. He said, hey, he got me tonight, but it's a long season. I'll have my chances at him. Tell us a little bit about this guy, this young man, and what he's meant to your ball club, because he's really, I mean, he deserved that Rookie of the Month award.
He did.
Yeah, well, you know, you summed up last night perfectly. You know, good competitive juices flowing. You know, Paddock had it all going, and he had made some comments, but that, you know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And Pete, you know, he just didn't quite catch up last night, but Pete has meant so much to our ball club this first 5 or 6 weeks, leading our club and driving in runs and home runs, of course, and playing a very nice first base. Came to spring training trying to win a job. You know, he wasn't a lock to be on the team, but really earned it, and it speaks to how hard he's worked the last few years. You know, when a guy does what Pete's done, you know, you can think, well, you know, maybe it's not for real. But the thing that tells me it is for real is the year he had in AAA. 37 home runs in a minor league season is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't see that. So we feel like we got a guy here that can settle in here and lock down first base for a while for us.
New York Mets bench coach Jim Riggleman joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Jim, you guys played 18 innings the other night. Tell us a little bit about how many days it takes to catch back up to a normal rotation, not only on your starting rotation, but in your bullpen. How long does it take to actually get back to normal?
You know what, Tony? I'm having a little bit trouble hearing you. I'm not sure if it's my phone or not.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now, Jim? A little bit better?
Yeah, Jim? Hello, Tony.
Can you hear me a little bit better?
I kind of hear him, and I kind of don't. Well, maybe you can get reconnected. What?
Yeah, I'm
Jim, you hear?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there he is.
What I asked is, you guys played 18 innings on Saturday. How long does it take for things to return to normal in regards to your bullpen and your rotation?
Well, that's a great question, and it does take a while. The thing that makes it a little bit more workable in today's world is, unlike years past, we kind of clubs make sure you have some guys on your roster who can go up and down. You know, you have guys with options left, and the team is constructed that way. So we had a couple guys that had to throw a lot, and they did a great job for us. Unfortunately, they weren't going to be able to be used for the next couple days, so they were sent out, and we brought up a couple fresher arms. Had we not had guys with options left, we wouldn't have been able to do that. It would have been something that we would not have been able to get through. We, you know, 18 innings, we're going to have a lot of guys who are not available to pitch the next day or two.
Jim Riggleman is with us, SDCCU Fan Hotline. He's at Petco Park. We're at Petco Park, but he's elsewhere at Petco Park. So hopefully our connection's staying alive here. Jim, manager here in San Diego, obviously in Chicago, Seattle, Washington, Cincinnati. First time coaching, managing, and working in New York City. I guess you could maybe speak to it as well as anybody, the comparison, what it's like to be part of the Big Apple scene.
Yeah, you know what? I've enjoyed it very much. I love being at the ballpark. It's a great stadium, great group of guys, coaching staff, Mickey Callaway, the manager. The getting to and from is the issue in New York, you know, traffic wise and all. But, you know, once you're there, it's great. Amazing media, though. You know, there's so many people that Mickey Callaway's dealing with on a daily basis, way more than I ever had to deal with anywhere I'd been.
Jim, you guys got Noah Syndergaard going today for you guys. He's coming off a one-man performance in his last start. What have you seen from this year? Because he's kind of trying to bounce back from kind of a rough year last year.
Yeah, you know, he was a little bit hit or miss for a couple starts, like a couple of our guys were coming out of the gate, but got it together here the last three or four starts, has been outstanding. And that performance the other day where, he wins 1-0, complete game, shutout, home run. You just don't see the combination of all those things. Nobody hardly has a complete game anymore. And here's a complete game shutout. And it was an amazing performance.
Jim, we really appreciate the time. Unfortunately, we didn't get the best connection this time. We'll come down and say hello after the show. But thanks so much for being with
Thank
us.
You.
We appreciate you joining us last year.
Thanks, Jim.
When you're in Cincinnati, and it's always
Thank
fun
you.
Catching up with you. Thank you, sir.
I look forward to doing it again. Thanks.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.